Ladies, I know that believing in yourself requires courage. And so I've gone ahead and in your workbook, there is a list of mantras for self-belief that I want you to start repeating this month on a regular basis, okay? And I know that even after that, some of us are actually kind of afraid of succeeding. I know it sounds silly, and if I asked you, like, are you scared to succeed? You'd be like, no, what are you talking about? But really, it is a full-time job to be your own cheerleader and to constantly remind yourself that you deserve all the health, wealth, and happiness and success. It's like our levels of worthiness end up getting a little bit weaker at times as we're growing, and that's where self-sabotage kicks in. And it's so funny because it tends to do it when we're actually growing and evolving. And so the next time you are thinking about some goals in mind, or you feel like you're self-sabotaging, or you're afraid of succeeding, I want you to ask yourself a few questions, and these will be in your workbook as well. First question, if I achieve my goals, what will I need to give up in the interim? Okay, so obviously there's sometimes sacrifices that need to be made. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a lack of time spent with friends. Maybe it's a lack of time or sleep or whatever it is. What do you have to give up in the interim while you're trying to achieve your goals? Now, the next question is, if I do achieve my goals, what will I lose? Like, this is the cost of your dream. I want you to really think about that. Like, if you do succeed, what are you gonna lose? Now ask yourself, what will I happen if I don't achieve your dream? So let's just say you failed and you don't get there. What would happen? Then I want you to ask, what would happen if you did achieve your goals? And does what you gain outweigh the cost? And once you kind of work through that, you will realize that you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. I really, truly believe that. So I really want you to stop being scared of succeeding, and every time those self-sabotaging thoughts or behaviors creep in, I want you to go ahead and run through these questions in your workbook.